This game is about what kind of warrior, asking you what kind of warrior are you, or might you be, right? And people who pick knights, they usually believe in protection of the weak, right? That they're going to stand in front of the, you know, be the wall against the defenseless,
yeah.
That sort of, you know. And people that choose the samurai, it's usually about mastery and discipline and focus and dedication, right? To the new perfection, knowing that you can't perfect it, right? That idea. And then Vikings, it's about
fear.
It's about brawn.
Yeah.
Brawn.
Being strong, brawn. All
right. And passion, right? And sort of fearlessness and that sort of like, you know, live life to its fullest and take every moment, right? So the three factions aren't not just skins, right? They're full, their ideas. There are 12 heroes in the game, 4 for each faction. We have 4 different categories. There's what we call the Vanguard, which is the each faction has a kind of a starter hero, which is like the Warden that you play there, or the Raider, or the Kensei. Each faction has a Vanguard, which is that uses that basic fight mechanic. It's somewhat different in terms of actual animations and what you can do, but fundamentally the same. And then there's assassin type, which is our peacekeepers here, or the Orochi, or other the berserker, which are faster, lighter, do more damage, a little bit squishier, but they have a different block mechanic. Their block is not as strong. You can't hold the block. You have to kind of keep it in neutral stance.
Okay.
And then we have our heavies, which are like the Shiroki here, or the conqueror, right? The heavy, like the shield guy, or the warlord, who a lot more defensive, a lot more powerful, not as much reach, but heavy. And then hybrids, Valkyrie. The Bushi Lawbringer that have a mix-up of some of those powers.
Okay, I was going to ask you, what's the hybrid then?
Yeah, those ones. And they all play differently. They're all balanced against each other. These are the characters, and you use the same characters in the campaign as you do with multiplayer, right? So when you play in a multiplayer game, you're going to choose from these 12 heroes. Then 4v4 head match, and we'll talk about that in a second. Each hero is a unique weapon armor set,
right?
A full set of animations. Each character is sort of its own third person character, right? Playstyle. So, and all these characters are customizable. All the gear can be swapped out. You've got three different. You got head, shoulder, body, and then your weapon has hilt, guard, and the blade or the shield, and it's all customizable. You're gonna get loot as you drop. The customizations are mostly visual, but they also come with some stats to let you adjust. Like trade a little bit of speed for a little bit of damage, that kind of thing. So super customizable. Here's a quick.
If it will play the video.
Just to give you a quick idea. Yeah, can you turn that down? They're highly customizable, right? These are all made out of the gear that you're going to get as you play. And you get to color them and do textures and stuff, and you know, different each of the. Half of the characters have male-female versions. Half are, one of them, like male-female, male-female, male-only, female-only, that kind of thing.
Okay.
They're all. And then anyone who's got skin, you can change your skin color. But that's, you know, there's a lot of armored dudes, et cetera. So highly, highly customizable characters.